Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Starting and operating a small business against all odds, living largely by your wits, you demonstrate more courage and devotion to a dream than any other non-military American in this century. We are back. 13 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us again today. I appreciate your time. I appreciate your business and your support of the show. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and you're listening to the show that is dedicated to your success, to making sure that you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, whether you are in business right now or whether you are dreaming of being in business one day. Either way, we want to help you. And one of the ladies who helps me do that, one of the people who helps me do that, is the lady who's with us this hour. Her name is Mary Westheimer. She is a member of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust, a very valuable member and an original member, and we could not do without her. Let me tell you a little bit about her. She has participated in every facet of publishing, from writing to printing to publicity. As she says, publications are her passion as well as her profession. During the past decade, Mary has shared the keys to effective print and internet communications and marketing with thousands of people while serving as president of BookZone, the net's largest publishing community. She's also a board member of the 3,200-member Publishers Market Association. That's PMA, by the way, in case you didn't know that. She's the executive director of the Arizona Authors Association, vice president, and a founding member of the Arizona Book Publishing Association, and the president of VIA Press, a journalism and copywriting instructor as well. And she is a workshop and seminar facilitator. And the thing that I'm the most proud of is she's our friend. Mary, thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, my great pleasure, Jim.
It's always a pleasure to have you with us. You've always got some neat things to tell us, some great things to tell us. And, you know, you and I continue to be in awe of the Internet, in awe of the World Wide Web, all the things, all the high-tech stuff that's going on these days. You and I have spent a lot of time talking about it. The last time you were on, you gave us a tour of the Palm Pilot, and it's just amazing how things are going. And I wanted to throw one thing out that happened last week. I was traveling, and I did my show on the road a couple of days, and what I had in front of me, Mary, was I had three apparatuses that I was using, or would it be apparati? I can't remember. And I had all three of these machines in front of me. One of them was the box, the little black box that talk show hosts use when they go on the road, and I was dialing it up on one line at my hotel room to make sure that it was going to work the next morning. At the same time, on another line in my hotel room, I had my desktop, my laptop computer on, and I was checking my email while I was holding my digital cell phone talking to my office. All three of those things were going on in this little hotel room.
And I think what's so amazing about the technology, Jim, is that it's all starting to blur.
Yes.
Things that used to be distinct are now going to be combined. For instance, something as helpful as a Palm Pilot, which is a personal information manager, pretty soon you won't need that because it'll be part of your cell phone.
Yep.
And you'll get your email on your cell phone. You already can do that.
Yep.
So all the lines are blurring, and it makes things very fascinating.
No question about it, and it's exciting to me to see how all this is working. And I just remembered, you know, last week when all this was happening for the first time, when it happened all at the same time, the cell phone and the laptop and my little black box, I was sitting there thinking, man, this is a long way from 25 years ago when I typed proposals on an Underwood 5. And that's a typewriter, by the way, for you young folks out there. An Underwood 5 is a boat anchor now.
Well, it's a museum piece.
It is. And by the way, I've still got it.
Oh, really? Well,
I'm
sure it is a museum piece.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know, one of these days, if I live long enough before I die, I'll take it in somewhere, and some young person will say, wow, what is that? What is that, a fossil or something?
Well,
go ahead, Mary.
I was just going to say, I feel that way about the first computer I had, because things have speeded up so much that even the early computers now are really museum pieces.
Exactly. You know, I have never made my living as a computer professional, But back in the early 70s, I was one of the people who were charged with operating a computer at one of the Fortune 500 companies that I worked with at our installation, and that was like in 74, 75. So I was on computer back as far back then. So I know exactly what you're talking about. Let's talk about about online marketing. Now you are one of the experts, folks. Mary Westheimer is one of the experts in the world on online marketing, and I've asked her to share some of her insights with us on how to do a better job of online marketing. And there could be a lot of ways that you'll do this, but one of the ways is through your website. Mary, won't you go ahead and get started?
Well, online marketing is fascinating because it's grown so quickly, Jim. When we started BookZone in 1994, there were no search engines whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to get around the Internet, you had to have an address, a URL, or Uniform Resource Locator, also what's known as your web address.
Mm-hmm.
You'd go right there, and you'd look around, and you'd say, oh, this is neat. And then you'd see a link, and you'd click on that link and go somewhere else. And this is where the term surfing came from.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no common index. And that's really just how people got around.
There were bureaus out there like CompuServe and Prodigy, and there were those kinds of things. I called them bureaus. They were just services, but they weren't actually, as you say, they weren't actually linking anybody.
And they weren't connected to the Internet either.
Right.
At that time, in those days, they were separate from the Internet, and I think they had hoped at that period that they wouldn't have to link up to this monster that was going to suck all their business out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, AOL managed to turn that around and make it an asset, which is a sign of a good business mind.
Right.
But what happened was there were a couple of fellows out at Stanford, students, who started to keep a little competition between them to see who could find the most cool sites. And they went around the Internet and listed all the different cool sites that they found.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what eventually became Yahoo,
ah.
Which was the first. It's not really a search engine. It's actually a directory, but it's often called a search engine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since then, hundreds and hundreds of search engines have popped up. And as people have realized the importance of these search engines, because they are the way that many, many people find their way around the Internet or find what they're initially looking for, competition has gotten incredibly fierce to be at the top of the search engine.
Right. And that's one of the things I want to talk about a little bit more when we come back, Mary, is how to get to the top of these search engines. Also, I'm going to get you to tell us the difference between a search engine and a directory. The phone number to call, folks, if you have a question for Mary, if you have a comment, if you have a thought, something you'd like to contribute to our discussion, 888-822-8255. That's the number to call. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. We are back. Thank you very much for joining us today. It's 24 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest is our very good friend. She's a member of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust, Mary Westheimer, the president of BookZone. And if you add a .com to the end of that, then you will have her website, right, Mary?
Right.
BookZone.com. It's just like it sounds, folks. BookZone.com. Mary, when they go to that URL there, say that again. Tell us what URL means again.
It's a Uniform Resource Locator, and it
right.
just means that's your web address.
Yeah.
It's not the domain itself, but your full web address. So if
yeah.
you have an address that includes a page name that ends in .html, that's part of your URL as well.
Right. Tell us when they go to BookZone.com what they'll find.
They will find the largest community of publishers on the Internet. It's where you can buy books directly from the publishers. And we have some fascinating sites there, including the web's largest cookbook site and one of the largest catalogs, perhaps the largest online catalog of audiobooks.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of publishing organizations and information. So it's exciting.
A lot of independent publishers and some books that you might not be able to find anywhere else.
Yeah, absolutely. We have about 800 publishers with us.
Yeah, yeah. Check it out, folks. I recommend it to you. Mary, when we left, I told my audience that you were going to tell us the difference between a search engine and a, what was the other one?
And a directory.
Directory, yes.
A search engine is what we think of as also sometimes called a spider, and it's actually an automated device. What you do is you give it, again, here's your URL, you give it your web address or your URL,
mm-hmm.
And that's all you give it. And then it comes out, and it spiders your page. And what it does is it actually indexes your page. It goes through it, and it looks for pertinent words in special places. A directory is a collection of web addresses that you submit information to.
Oh.
To get into Yahoo, you really have to go to Yahoo and submit the information. And there's some tricks to getting into Yahoo. They only take about half of the sites that are submitted. They're kind of picky.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the reasons for their continued success. They have managed to differentiate themselves from the other search engines or directories. And I like to use Yahoo because I am more likely to get exactly what I'm looking for when I go there.
But that's the reason. That explains why if you go to two search engines with the same information, you may get different with the same queries, you may get a different information.
Yeah, absolutely. You get a different ranking of the information, and that's one reason a lot of people like what's called a meta search. And there are some meta search devices out there like dogpile.com where you can go and Dogpile searches 16 different search engines. So it can search a number of different search engines at once. And the real trick to using these, and now we're talking about using them as opposed to marketing to them, and that's fine because this is important too, is to determine what your goal is. If you want to narrow your search, you might go to a place like Yahoo. But if you want to broaden your search, you might go to Dogpile because it's going to do a broad search of 16 different search engines for you.
Right, and you also may want to, if you really want to be specific, you were saying earlier that there were hundreds of search engines. Many of them are industry specific, aren't they?
Yeah. There's some wonderful ones that are only about certain subjects, and if you are writing about, or I'm sorry, if your website is about a certain subject, you want to make sure that you're listed in those. And those are usually directories where you go out and submit the information because the spidering software is very expensive.
Right.
So the smaller ones tend to be directories, and it also helps them control the information a little bit. For example, BookZone has the largest searchable collection of book-related links. It's called Literary Leaps.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually started out as our links page, and now we have far more than 2,000 links to other book-related sites.
Hmm.
That's a directory. Although we go out and search the web, you actually have to submit that information, and it doesn't come out and spider your site.
Hmm. Yeah,
I went around some terms here today, I know.
No, I'm glad that you're telling us all this, and we've talked about this a little bit on the show before. I think you and I may have a little bit about this, but I wanted you to go into a little more detail today. And some of these things, I mean, even as long as I've been online, I don't make my living doing that, and so you know, I always learn things when you join us, Mary, and when we come back. You said something a minute ago. You mentioned a couple of words that I want you to talk to us about. One of them is keywords. I want you to explain why keywords are key. And I also want you, you said you used the word meta a minute ago, and I want you to tell us about meta, and meta tags. That's something that you haven't mentioned yet. I want you to talk about that when we come back. Folks, it's 29 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Mary Westheimer is our guest this hour. Stay with us, please. Welcome back, heroes. It's 33 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we are talking about the secrets of online marketing with our good friend Mary Westheimer, the president of BookZone, and their wonderful website, BookZone.com. And Mary, we're talking about the secrets of online marketing, and some people listening might be saying, well, you haven't talked about marketing yet. Well, the truth is we have been. We've been talking about some of the technical issues.
Right, some of the background issues.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd asked me about what meta means, and that term has shown up a couple of times in the Internet, meta tags, and I just mentioned meta searches.
And that's M-E-T-A, folks.
M-E-T-A. And it's actually a prefix that has many different meanings. In this context, I think it means above or higher level, because a meta search is a higher level search. It's searching a number of different search engines all at once, sort of an umbrella search, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Meta tags are part of marketing. One of the things that, because as we talked about, people have gotten more sophisticated about finding things online and making sure people know they're online, is preparing your website for the search engines. before those spiders come out, you want to make sure you have your website set up properly.
Mm-hmm.
And Jim, one of the most overhyped aspects of web marketing is meta tags. And those are tags or information that are in the header of a web page. You don't see them. You never see them unless you look at the source of that web page. And you can always look at the source of any web page. I don't know if most people realize that, but if you've ever been curious about how a website might be put together, how the page is constructed, you can actually view the source of that page.
How do you do that?
And what you do, depending upon what browser you have, you go to the little menu item at the top of your browser called View.
Hmm.
And in that, a little menu will pop down, and you'll see either document source or page source or just source. And you click on that, and Jim, that's like pulling back the curtain during a play. And all of a sudden, you can see all the props and the ways that the fairy is is swinging across the stage that look like she's flying, and
mm-hmm.
you see all the ways that they manage to make that page look like it does. At the very top, you'll see a section of information enclosed in some two bracketed bits of information called the head. There'll be an angle bracket, the word head, and then angle bracket, and then to close that is the same thing, but with a slash in front of head. And in that, you're going to see some interesting things. One is the title of the page, and that's very important to web marketing. And then you often will see what are called meta tags. And one is usually a description, and it will say meta tag content equals description. And the other one says content equals keywords.
Now, these are things that the spiders see, but you don't see them. But when the spider gets to your website, they see these things, right?
Well, and that's the whole point. So
and
thank
they take
you for bringing this up. Only some search engines use meta tags. I think of the top eight, about three of them, maybe four of them use meta tags. I think four of them use the description and two use the keywords, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I say it's overhyped. But
so a meta tag is similar to a keyword, right?
Well, you asked what a keyword is. That's a good question because it has a broader meaning. A keyword is the kind of word that somebody would type into a search engine to find your site.
Uh-huh.
So in your case, for instance, it would be small business.
Right.
Or small business advocate.
My webmaster, every couple of months or so, Lucky Eddie,
mm-hmm.
My webmaster does the... He asked when he first started doing this. He asked me for some keywords,
mm-hmm.
and I gave him about 20 or 30 keywords. And every few months, he hits those search engines with those keywords.
Well, what he's doing actually is he's probably submitting your site,
yes.
and he has the keywords embedded or placed in those meta tags. But an even more important place for those keywords to be is in the title of the page,
mm-hmm.
and that's the information that appears in that blue bar across the top of your screen, above the buttons on your browser.
Mm-hmm.
That is something, the title is something that almost all the important spider search engines use and look for keywords in. So the top of your site, that title should say small business advocate helping mm-hmm. small business owners or something.
Right.
And that will help it come up higher in the search engines because that is what will appear in many of them as the head to your listing, the headline to your listing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other place that keywords should appear is actually on your page. The search engines will pick up those keywords off of your page, the text on your page. So when you go to a home page, and that's the opening page of a site, and all you see is one big graphic, they're not doing themselves any favors as far as the search engines are concerned.
Right.
Because the search engines are looking for words.
All right. Now, when you go to mine, when I pull down the view on mine, the head, the title says, the small business advocate.
Yeah. Now,
that's the way it ought to be, right?
Right. But to leverage that a little bit more, what you want to ask Eddie to do before he submits the next time is add a little more, and I'll tell you right after the break what
yeah,
to
add. Yeah, I want to talk about this some more, folks, because if you're wondering how to get your website more noticed, and get more hits. This is information, this is technical information you need to know. 39 after, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We are back. It's 44 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Mary Westheimer. She's a member of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust. She is also, more importantly, the president of BookZone. They have an outstanding website called BookZone.com. They are a part of a large publishing community called Publishers Marketing Association, PMA. And Mary, tell us again quickly what BookZone does.
Well, BookZone helps publishers and other publishing professionals set up, develop, and promote their websites. So what we're really helping publishers do is sell their books direct to the public, and that's good for everybody because the public is getting their books right from the source, and they also get additional information, and it also helps the publishers, of course, because it helps them find out from their audiences what they like and what they don't like. And also, of course, there's some nice discounts and opportunities passed along, autographed copies, such and such.
There are a lot of books out there, folks, that never make it to your bookstore shelves that are worthy books of your time and your money. And if you are the kind of person that would like to know what those are, they're probably listed somewhere, linked or listed from BookZone.com. You have thousands of them, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We do. Yeah, we have an amazing collection. As you said, many of them really cannot be found anywhere else.
Yeah. And we're talking about marketing on your online, folks. One of the things that Mary does, she's an expert in this, and that's helping people to do a better job of marketing their website and marketing on their website. And we've been talking a little bit of technical today. We've been talking about keywords and meta tags and search engines. Everybody, Mary, who has a website, just yearns for the day when they type their title or their keyword into a search engine, and up pops their website at the top of the list. Everybody wants that, right?
Oh, everybody wants that. And there really is a good reason for it, Jim. Being at the top of the search engine really does help. We have a publisher right now, for instance, who has somebody whose primary job is keeping their site at the top of the search engine.
Mm-hmm.
And they've doubled their traffic. They were getting about 400 visitors a day. They're getting nearly 1,000 visitors a day.
Is that right?
But, as I said, the key comment there was he has somebody doing this almost full time.
Right.
And that's the difficulty in staying at the top of the search engines. Each one of them has its own peculiarities. Here's just one example. One of them likes it if the page is older. Another one likes it if the page is newer.
Huh.
Some of them like keywords put in a certain way. Some of them don't like keywords put in that way. So the real difficult part of this is if you want to stay at the top of all the search engines or the top eight, which most people say most of the traffic comes from those top eight, so just focus on them, you really need to have a page created for each one of them that feeds that particular search engine exactly what it wants, exactly the way it wants it, and you have to research your competition because they're doing the same thing you are.
And folks, some of you may be saying, well, this sounds like more trouble than it's worth, and guess what? It may be.
And that's a really good point, Jim. I think everybody has to weigh how important it is to them. What we say to people is, unless you have the time to devote to this,
And the ability to get a good return from all that effort.
Yeah. I think that's a good point that your website is that important to your overall business plan.
Yes.
Put together a page that will be optimized for the most search engines. In other words, play by the rules and submit your site. Do put meta tags on your pages. Do have strong page titles. Do have good keywords on your page. And then shoot your best shot for all the search engines, then focus on some of the other marketing venues or opportunities because they will be beneficial too. Search engines deliver about 87% of visitors, and links can provide up to 85% because links provide recurring traffic.
Right.
So one of the tricks I like to tell people is go to the search engines, type in your keywords. In other words, the same words that somebody would use to find you, find those sites that are listed at the top because they're fighting to stay there.
Right.
Make sure you have links from those sites to your page.
Well, also,
your site.
And you know, we were talking about going into the view part of your of your screen here and seeing what is behind your homepage. Could you not do that for the companies that you're wanting to be like? Could you not go in and see what they're doing behind their page?
And that's exactly how you do it, Jim. You go in, and now we've ruined everybody in the audience. They're going to be looking at all the source and missing the pages. But that's exactly what you do, is you go in there and you look at the page and you say, well, look what they did. Oh, well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And you really have to keep an eye on them, though, because what was submitted to the search engines may or may not be exactly what you're seeing, because sometimes what they'll do is they'll submit a page. Once they're listed, they'll switch it out and make a change to it for another search engine. So it's gotten extremely technical and competitive.
And folks, here's the thing. Most of us are not all that interested in being attracted to or are listed very high up on the search engines. As I said, most small businesses, it's not even all that important that you be listed up there, because your website may not even be something that you're selling from. It may be more of an informational page. And I want to talk about that, Mary, when we come back after these messages. Folks, it's 50 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest is our good friend Mary Westheimer, the president of BookZone. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We are back. It's 54 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my URL, my website, my web address is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I recommend you check it out, but don't view what's behind my page. I don't want you to see my dirty laundry. Mary, tell us your website again, please.
My website is bookzone.com, and we're the largest web community for publishers.
Yeah. Thank you, Mary, for that. And folks, I recommend you check that out. Okay, Mary, we've now decided that it's a lot more trouble than it's worth to try to be at the top of the search engines list. It's just too much trouble. Maybe we'll give it a shot, but we won't worry about it. But our website is not really designed for that purpose anyway. It's really for the purpose of letting people who want to find out about us. Perhaps it's for letting people find out about us and to be able to contact us, to send us an email. Maybe we've got some products that we want to put on there. Maybe we're just putting a catalog on there that we want people to see. And so how do we market that?
It's a really good point. And the important thing is to keep your mind on your purpose and your audience, Jim. Who do you want to come to your website? If it's local people, if you have Jim's Flower Shop, let's say, what you'll want to do is find some local places to list your website.
Mm-hmm. There Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, Chamber of Commerce, and or there might be a local listing of sites. We have a couple of them here in Arizona. And make sure that you're listed there. Then you may have some flower sites. For instance, I know that I had to send some flowers to someone in Minnesota, and I got on the Internet, and I was able to find a flower site in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
So there might be some ways to list it there. And so you really want to brainstorm for where is my audience, where am I going to find them, and where are they going to be able to most easily find me.
Right. What are they likely to be looking for? What are they likely to be trying to find, and where are they likely to be coming from when just before they get to my site?
Exactly. So you're really thinking strategically here. And then one of the tips that I give people is don't get overwhelmed by your web marketing. Break it up into pieces. Say you'll submit to 5 search engines a week. Maybe you'll get 5 links a week. Maybe you'll participate in 2 mail lists and a news group, which we didn't even touch on today.
Right.
And then adjust. See if that works for you. Maybe you can submit to a few more search engines or get a few more links, but you want to get off that one mail list. It's taking too much time. And that way you've got a manageable task, and it doesn't overwhelm you. And before you know it, you really are linked from all over the place.
And folks, what is as important, if not more important, people knowing how to get to you once they get to your site, please make sure that your site is easy to navigate.
Oh, boy, do I agree. I really agree about that.
Make sure you've got navel bars. I mean, some of the best sites have 2 navel bars, one at the top, one at the bottom.
Yeah, and one of them should be text-based, because if somebody has their graphics turned off, suddenly they can't even see how to get around your site.
Right. Now, tell us what that means quickly.
A text-based menu bar is one that has words instead of an image.
Right. There's no bar around it or anything. No fancy, no cute little symbols around it.
Right.
Yeah.
You should definitely have both options, because the search engines like those text-based ones too.
Right. Why would somebody turn off the graphics?
To serve faster.
I see.
An amazing number of people do that.
Mm-hmm. Makes a lot of difference because sometimes these sites, some of these sites take a long time to load. And that's another thing that you want to make sure is that your site doesn't take too long to load up.
Absolutely. That's an important point.
How many seconds?
Your homepage should load in 10 seconds.
10 seconds.
That means your homepage should be no more than about 40K.
That is fast, folks. But pay attention to that. Mary, that's got to be the last word. Once again, you've done a great job for us. Thank you so much for your time and your insights.
My great pleasure, Jim. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. We'll see you next time.
Sounds good. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, folks, I got to wrap it up for this hour. Before I go, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. And remember today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness. And remember our armed services members, our sons and daughters in the Army and the Air Force, Marines and the Navy. See you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.